This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today in Brexit means Brexit until it becomes inconvenient and or costs you money. The British farmer. Ag over there has a lot on the line, should or when, I guess, Britain leaves the European Union. Anecdotal evidence suggests that a whole lot of English farmers voted for Brexit amid complaints about excessive European regulation and waste at EU headquarters over in Brussels. But with the end of EU subsidies in sight and a much-talked-about trade deal with the United States possibly taking a bite out of their income, things are looking different down on the farm. From Dorset in Western England, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
Any British farmer who voted for Brexit must now regret it, says vocal anti-Brexiteer Polly Toynbee, a columnist for The Guardian newspaper.
I think a lot of farmers are suddenly realising what it means. They lose their subsidy, and if there is this big importing of cheaper food, they really get wiped out. This is a big dilemma.
At the annual Gillingham and Shaftesbury Farm Show in rural Western England, the brass band plays a defiant American march, Death or Glory. But some of the farmers exhibiting here are apprehensive. Are you nervous about Brexit?
Well, bound to be, because it's the unknown. We don't know. It's like a divorce. You don't know what's going to happen, really. It's just the unknown. We shall see.
Pat Apsley is exhibiting some of the sheep he rears on his small family farm of 100 acres. To keep the farm going, he drives a cab in the evenings and weekends. He's worried that Brexit will bring an end to EU subsidies.
If I haven't got that, I'm finished.
You couldn't farm without subsidies?
Couldn't farm without it, no. Definitely not.
EU farm subsidies for the UK amount to $3.8 billion a year and make up more than half the total of all farm income in Britain. The government says payments will continue for at least 3 years after Brexit, but the longer-term future of farm subsidies here must be uncertain. So why would a farmer vote to leave the EU?
Did you vote for Brexit?
I didn't, be honest.
Because a lot of farmers did vote for Brexit, didn't they?
Yeah.
It's a bit like turkeys voting for Christmas.
Well, yes, I don't think everybody thought it was going to go that way. It was a bit of a shock to the system.
None of the farmers I met here admitted voting for Brexit, but many worry about another possibility, a free trade deal with the US. That might bring into Britain cheaper meat produced using American practices currently banned in the UK on animal welfare grounds, like feeding cattle with growth promoters. Cattle farmer Neil Hutchins doesn't approve.
They cheat, don't they? They feed them steroids and that kind of thing, and they get bigger and quicker meat. We'd have to do the same.
Hutchins fears that competition from cheap, hormone-treated beef from the US would eventually drive British farmers to adopt the same intensive rearing pens as their American counterparts.
Not for me, but if you can make more money by having them in a shed, that's what's going to happen.
Hardline Brexiters say a free trade deal with the US is essential. And anyway, it's up to British consumers whether they want hormone-treated beef or chicken rinsed in chlorine to kill the bacteria. Judging by these consumers at the show, Kate Crabb and May McGrowther, British farmers have nothing to fear. They're not tempted by the American fare.
Absolutely not. I think it just feels wrong to eat something that's washed in chlorine.
You bathe in swimming pools, don't you, that have got chlorine in them, and I don't like doing that, so I certainly don't want my chicken washed in chlorine.
But American produce could be a juicy 20% cheaper than the British variety. Many other consumers might be tempted, and that, says McGrowther, would be unfair on British farmers.
If we won't accept our farmers doing it, then we shouldn't accept anything into the country that other farmers are prepared to do. It's not a fair trade agreement, then.
Whether they'll have to compete with American produce and lose their subsidies, whether they voted for Brexit or not, Britain's farmers face a very uncertain future. In Western England, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.